and adopt a resolution by Supervisor West directing the Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division to continue collaborative strategies with the District Attorney and the Sheriff to create, where possible, enhanced policies and procedures addressing the safety of patients within county BHD facilities. The January meeting cycle report from the Community Advisory Board for Mental Health was referred to staff for a report back on implementation of CAB's recommendations. An additional report from CAB was submitted. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the committee, this item was referred to me at the last meeting to look into the policy options that you have before you regarding implementation of the suggestions of the Community Advisory Board. They had a number of recommendations, so to assist you, I reorganized them. There are a number of recommendations that you're already looking into as part of the 2011 budget. You're receiving informational reports from the department, and where there is suggestions that from the CAB that are similar to those would be incorporated into those reports. There is also a smaller number of items that were directed to CAB membership, and I imagine that those will come back with updates in future reports. The two main large items, there were a lot of recommendations I recommend in the group 2 and 4. Group 2 talks about improvements to the bereavement process, the use of volunteers, development of a relationship with the Wiseman Center, the interface with the resource centers, and then some improvements with quality assurance and sales. Those recommendations seem to be smaller in scale, and the department could weigh in on their ability to put those in place without large studies or financial impact statements. The last group, group 4, where they talk about some model changes, creation of units and communities and those are more large-scale efforts that I think would need more analysis just going programmatically before you were to recommend or the department were to recommend. So overall, I think there's kind of a piecemeal process where items are going through via budget amendments and other policy options, and should you make a decision to look at the model as a whole, all this could be rolled into that.
Thank you. Any comments or questions regarding Ms. Collins' report? Ms. Lighty, do you have something you'd like to add?
Well, no, I just think many of these things, we are already currently working on, and certainly I think with reference to things like the grievance procedure and that, we could take a closer look at that. But we're going to be on recommendations such as closer collaboration with the Wiseman Center. We're going to be meeting and following up on that and looking at ways that we could work closer together. Also issues in terms of the resource center and folks with developmental disabilities. I think a number of these things we already are working on and have a commitment to continue to work with them regarding some of these recommendations. We probably, on group 4, some of those things, I think we also are looking at the creation of a dual diagnosis unit. We're going to look at that whole area as we look at the downsizing of Hilltop. I think we'll have to have some discussion regarding the family ties model, but, we'd be happy to take a look at them more specifically and come back with a report kind of on where we are or where we've integrated sections of these recommendations as part of our overall strategy at BHD.
What is the desire of the committee? Supervisor Scott?
Comments that she'll be bringing back, that she would bring back more information in particular on those larger items in the future.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay, we also under the subject have a follow up report from the Community Advisory Board, and Barbara Becker is here to present that report. morning, Ms. Becker. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you, Chairwoman West, and thank you, Supervisors. So you had wanted me to speak specifically regarding the follow-up on the report on the mixed-gender patient care units?
Yes.
Well, as indicated in the memo that you received, we did have an opportunity to have a report from the work group on this particular issue at a meeting in February. And I think that, you know, there was a good discussion, and overall the sentiment from the members of the Community Advisory Board was supportive of the recommendations that were made by the work group, which, you know, I think all of you are familiar with those recommendations, so I won't spell them out. The nature of the discussion we had is, you know, that what was important is what was put forward were very high-level ideas, and that what is very important is to have a lot of the different concerns addressed in terms of the implementation of those recommendations. You know, that the idea of having a separate intensive treatment unit for individuals with challenging behaviors is a good one if it maintains the treatment focus. You know, that's the concept that was presented, you know, that the idea this isn't a forensic unit, you know, and that shouldn't be what the focus. It should be on providing appropriate staffing, and we thought that that was a very important piece that was brought out, that you need a higher level of staffing, and you need staff with special training and expertise on working with individuals with challenging behaviors. Likewise, the other recommendation that talked about expansion of an existing unit that would be able to be an option for patients with particular vulnerabilities. Again, you know, that seemed like a good direction if there is a treatment focus and if there's staff who have the expertise to serve that population. There also was language in the report that talked about choice, you know, because, again, the idea was that, you know, some of this might be women who had a history of trauma, perhaps related to sexual assault, and who would want to be on a unit that was primarily other women. You know, we liked the idea that was mentioned about respecting patient choice, and we think that that's important, and we hope that the, you know, logistics of the implementation will be able to include and respect that. So I think that those were some of the major points that were made by the advisory group in our discussion.
Wonderful. Comments, questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We that has concluded our agenda for today. I'd like to thank everybody for their patience this morning, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. We're adjourned.